Hey, welcome in. Time for our daily editorial here on Tuesday, November 9th. Very blustery day here in the Pacific Northwest. Jim and I are going to be podcasting every single day, Lance, by the way, including Mondays. Going to do it at the same time. Going to try and do it at noon every day of the week. I think that'll be a little bit more conducive, a little easier for you to listen to it, you guys, at the same time, if we stick to a schedule. Jim, today let's talk about Project Veritas. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think that one of the most important stories in America, maybe in history, is what's happening right now with the Department of Justice pursuing journalists over political acts. And this is, in my opinion, a transition from a democracy and a republic that's transparent into an authoritarian dictatorship that uses law enforcement to achieve political ends. I think it's despicable. I think that it is dangerous. I think that something has got to break and someone has got to stop the Merrick Garland Department of Justice and the FBI from using those powers to intimidate and silence people. And that's what they did with Project Veritas and James O'Keefe over this Ashley Biden, alleged Ashley Biden journal that was apparently passed to O'Keefe through other parties. And they are attempting to using the FBI to hunt down somebody's stolen journal. Unbelievable.
Well, O'Keefe made a very strong point of saying, before we did anything, we turned it over to the source and said, are you sure? So,
well, my understanding is that they actually, you know, I heard that he not only turned it over to the source, but he also turned it over to law enforcement.
Correct.
That he did not publish the information. So what the heck are they doing with the exception of intimidation and trying to silence someone who has very, a track record, a legal track record of defeating censorship and, of course, bringing out incredible dishonesty within our government system, though it's mostly against Democrats, against the progressives. What purpose is the FBI and the Department of Justice? My understanding, and again, this is a report and I don't know, I didn't see it. My understanding is that Merrick Garland actually signed the warrant. And I just don't, or the request for the warrant, a judge I would assume would have to sign the warrant.
Yeah.
But this is tantamount to intimidation and silencing of political opponents because of somebody's daughter's journal.
Yeah.
This is, it's gone way too far.
The problem is that somebody happens to be the president, the president's daughter.
But that's irrelevant. Irrelevant.
Okay.
Think of the accusations that were made against Donald Trump Jr. Yeah. Think of the accusations that were made against Laura Trump. Think of the accusations that were made against Ivanka Trump. These are absolutely supported and were propagated by the media. The Trump Justice Department didn't go out and investigate those. And in fact, the Justice Department continued to investigate and attack the sitting president at the time on some of those accusations that proved to be false. This is actually intimidating the journalists. You know, Michael Isikoff, the writer that is that helped publish a lot of the Russia disinformation things, a lot of the leaks, he's still out there producing a lot of this crap. BuzzFeed producing a lot of these lies. Twisting these lies. Specific government officials that on, media outlets continually claim they had information. They lied. No one's investigating them. This is disturbing, absolutely disturbing that the Justice Department would step in over a young, over a girl's journal, over something that might actually be true. And the accusation
disturbing.
Is that Joe Biden was abusive and molested young girls.
Well,
and even members of the family.
Specifically his daughter, But I'll tell you what I find interesting about this. Whoever is pulling the strings of this particular puppet show is very effectively getting our camp and the opposing camp Very definitely getting them very, very angry at each other. And they're doing a masterful job at accomplishing that, Jim.
Well, let me give you what I think is happening right here.
Sure.
We know that the Durham investigation is getting very close to very senior members of the Clinton campaign and the 2016 efforts to discredit Trump through the Russia collusion narrative and the Steele
Right,
dossier,
right,
the
right.
Clinton dossier.
Right.
That is, John Durham at least released an indictment. We talked about it on the show. There are a number of people connected to it, including Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, Mark Elias, Kirk Perkins Coie lawyer who used to be Perkins Coie lawyer, as well as Andrew Sussman and this Igor Dachenko, who have actually, the two of them have been indicted. In fact, Dachenko has been arrested for lying, fabricating this information. So what happens with the Justice Department? They go after Project Veritas over some ridiculous item. It's a complete distraction plan.
That's
They
right.
are trying to shape the political narrative and get their friends in the mainstream corporate media to focus on those issues rather than the reality of what's legally happening with the Durham investigation against the Clintons and the senior members of the Democratic Party. And I think it's absolutely disgusting.
It's disgusting, but they are very effectively, as I said. This is a Punch and Judy play, and unfortunately, kind of a Punch and Judy play, but unfortunately, it's getting Punches and Judys very, very angry at each other, and it's almost irrational. It's breaking up families. Somebody is an absolute genius for doing this as effectively as they're doing it, Jimmy.
Well, they're doing this, and of course, they're doing it with COVID. They're doing it with the vaccine mandates.
That's right.
I really do believe they're trying to intimidate 70% of the population to hate the other 30%.
I agree.
And I think they want to create conditions that actually, one, give justification to take away the Second Amendment, have an incident where somebody shoots enough people or gets upset and frustrated at what's happening with the government, that they can reach in and use the powers of the justice or the military to confiscate individual weapons. I think
Right.
that's what they're the one objective. Another objective is to divide the country and to make sure that they can continue their agenda without pushback because they're making these accusations and claims. And their agenda is basically to take power and control without question. And
Right.
to me, this is the people were accusing Trump of being an authoritarian. The guy cut taxes. He took away regulation. He absolutely was pushing America towards independence and individual rights.
Right.
This administration is taking away individuals' rights, forcing government mandates, threatening businesses with fines if they don't follow the government rules. They are being authoritarian. They're silencing other voices. This is out of control. And what you see, and I'll tell you one other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, is what the heck's going on with Gavin Newsom? Gavin Newsom, since he got the vaccination, his booster or whatever, he hasn't been seen. And some people are speculating that he may have had a bad reaction to the vaccine. Now, if he did that, they are trying to hide it. Just like the Soviet propaganda ministers did back in the day when Brezhnev and some of these guys were sick and Andropov were sick at the end of their times in office or
Right.
whatever, the times in leadership. This is total propaganda and it's controlling and it's manipulation. And our media, United States media, is participating in it. The same thing with Joe Biden. He's senile. He is not competent. He is not able to manage his daily routines without people telling him what to do and what to say. He's actually having some like physical problems that are actually undeniable. And they are covering it up. Mainstream media, corporate media are doing it. And why? Because they feel, one, threatened by Department of Justice, they do something out of line, which is what happened to Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. Or two, they're complicit because of financial gain and benefit from being able to manipulate and use their position of support with the Biden regime and their cohorts that are out there pushing these agendas. They think they're going to do a lot with it. And I think right now, America had better wake up and stand up, or we're in deep, deep trouble.
Oh,
It is falling away
we've
so
been in deep
quickly.
trouble, Jim, for quite some time now. And the trouble isn't even what a lot of people think it is. Let me ask you this now. If we're going to have the podcast up at noon, that means we have to record at 11 a.m. Does that work for you?
Hey, we'll see what we can do. You know, I'd love to have a regular schedule if we can put that on and get it out for a regular time for everyone. That would be good. I know sometimes you've got challenges, sometimes I do, but let's see how we can do it.
We'll
11
do
o'clock
works
for tomorrow.
We'll do our best. Jim, thanks so much for taking some time. Appreciate it, sir.
You bet.